Namaste, my darlings. Thank you so much for joining me today for episode 22 of the Sunrose Yoga Podcast with me, Kelly Connor. Oh my goodness, I'm so excited to share this class with you. This is where we introduce Shiva. Very excited to share this. And look for more classes on Shiva in the next few weeks. Our guide for transformation in this practice. And please, please, please email me, call me, leave me a voicemail, Twitter me, leave me a review on iTunes. I appreciate all of that, my dears. Each and every one of you is so special to me, and I'm very happy to share this practice with you. And I thank you and am so grateful for your, I guess, participation on this journey. Thank you again. Blessings. And for all the details, come visit me at sunroseyoga.com. Namaste. I thought we would start by talking a little bit about Shiva. Maybe you've heard about Shiva in stories or just by way of your introduction to some Indian and Hindu mythology. And Shiva is always known as the destroyer. And here in the West, for some reason that doesn't resonate well with us. We think, oh, that means killer, or that's something bad. But Shiva was also the first yogi. Shiva developed this system of yoga that we practice, where we bring our bodies and our breath and our mind to union, bring us to our highest and best self. And part of what Shiva's destroying and what we call upon as we practice yoga are our illusions, our delusions, the obstacles between us and that highest self. So tonight, as we are practicing, see if in those moments of difficulty you can call upon this power of destruction, of letting go of that which no longer serves you, and moving up and beyond. And so with that, let's bring the hands to the heart. Bring yourself to a nice tall seat. Let the tailbone root down into the earth. Let the spine lengthen. Shoulders relax away from the ears. Back of the neck lengthens. Face softens. And now with your awareness within, allow your thoughts to travel to some sort of obstacle, some sort of barrier between you and your higher self. Maybe it's a worry that you've had on your mind. Maybe it's something that you wish, some quality you wish you had. And maybe tonight dedicate your practice to destroying that obstacle. With your next exhalation, let's bow your head to your heart. Release the hands. Lift the head and soften the focus. Good. Make your way onto all fours, hands and knees. Chakravakasana. Take in a long breath here. And as you exhale, rock the hips back, resting the bum on the heels and the forehead on the floor in devotional bhaktasana. We'll take in a few breaths here. Take the knees just as wide as you like. Let the breath travel to those areas of the body that could use your attention, could use your intention this evening. And know that this is a space you can come back to anytime throughout this practice. Anytime you need to return to your purpose, Anytime you need to return to the breath, let's walk the fingertips forward on the floor. And with your next inhalation, slowly pull yourself back to table, hands and knees, Chakravakasana. And as you exhale, curl the toes and jackknife the hips up to downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. We'll gently inhale, release the knees back down to the earth, table. And use your exhalation to let the hips drop back, resting the bum on the heels and the forehead on the floor. Let your inhalation guide you whenever it comes back to table, hands and knees, Chakravakasana. And again, as you exhale, curl the toes and jackknife the hips up, pointing the sitting bones up toward the sky to downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. Now, once we're here, let's take in a few breaths, take in a few moments here to scan the body. Notice any places of tightness, any places that could use your breath. As we warm up, maybe bend one knee at a time, pressing into the opposite heel. Maybe nod the head yes and shake the head no. In this posture, our gaze is fixed either between the feet or toward the heart center. And this fixed gaze allows us to essentially be free of distractions outside of ourselves. So fingertips are spread nice and wide, and we are rooting down in that fleshy part of the hand between the thumb and the index finger. Gently bring the feet together, the back of the mat. As you inhale, sweep the right leg up toward the sky, way up. Bend the right knee and begin to pull the right hip back, gazing underneath the right armpit. Good, so that right foot is just falling, falling, falling behind the tush. Good, and here, we're finding ourselves growing just a little bit longer through the whole right side of the body. Again, listen to your body. If you need to come out of the pose, please come out of the pose. If you need to deepen, definitely go deeper. Let's inhale and square the hips to the earth. And as you exhale, step that right foot all the way forward between the hands, nice high lunge. From here, drop the left knee to the floor. Good. Let's inhale, rock the hips back, straightening the right leg. Let your head drop down so the back rounds. And as you exhale, come back into your nice deep lunge. And forward, lengthening the spine. Inhale, rock back, round the back. And exhale, deep lunge. And let your inhalation guide your hips back. Rounding. And as you exhale, deep lunge. As you inhale, spread the fingertips wide on either side of that right foot, curl the left toe, and press back to downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. You might notice the pose feels a little bit different now. Bring the feet together. And as you inhale, sweep the left foot up toward the sky, then bend that left knee and peel the left hip open. Good. So in this practice, with each breath in, we feel the spine lengthen just a little bit. We feel ourselves grow just a little bit taller, a little bit longer. And with each breath out, we surrender just a little bit more deeply into the posture. Feel yourself rooting down into the earth just a little bit more, connecting to the posture just a little bit more. Inhale, square the hips to the earth. And as you exhale, step that left foot all the way forward between the hands. Nice deep lunge. Drop the right knee to the earth. As you inhale, rock the hips back, round the back. Let the head drop down. Move the hands back if that feels okay. Exhale, walk yourself back forward to your nice deep lunge. Lengthen the spine. Inhale, rock back, straightening, coming into your hamstrings. Exhale, deep lunge. Inhale, rock back. And exhale, deep lunge. Right now from here, let's really curl that right foot under and step forward so that your right foot meets the left, coming into Uttanasana, standing forward fold. If you feel tightness through the low back or the hamstrings, take a nice deep bend of the knees here. With each hand, grab the opposite elbow and begin to sway the upper body from side to side. Also helps sometimes to take the feet a little bit wider. Good. Now in our forward fold, our head is heavy. We're drawing the crown of the head down to the earth. So while we are here, we still lengthen the spine with each breath in. And we settle into the posture just a little bit more deeply with each breath out. Now let's release the hands toward the earth. And if they don't reach the earth, bend the knees deeply until they do, keeping them back nice and flat. As you inhale, let's come up halfway. But this time, let's leave the hands on the floor and just take the knees into a nice deep bend so we're just flattening out the spine. Exhale, fold forward, Uttanasana. Inhale, bend the knees and flatten out the back, gazing forward. Exhale, forward fold, Uttanasana. Good, one more, monkey. Inhale, flatten out the back. And exhale, forward. As you inhale, root down through the feet, use the legs to draw yourself all the way up with a nice flat back. Sweep the arms up toward the sky. Gaze up at the thumbs. And exhale the hands to the heart. Wonderful. Now come to the top of your mat. Bringing the toes together. Heels can be together or slightly parted. We'll inhale and circle sweep the arms around and up. Lift up, gaze up. Exhale, dive forward. Inhale, come up halfway, lengthening the spine. Exhale, fold forward, Uttanasana. As you inhale, step your right foot back to a lunge. Let's stay on the right toe. You can drop the right knee down to the earth if you like, otherwise keep it lifted. Take the hands to the top of the thigh, to the heart center, and then sweep them all the way up. Lift up through the heart. And as you exhale, relax the shoulders and sink into the hips. Good. Wonderful. Heart's lifting. With each breath in, we're growing just a little bit taller. And each breath out, we're sinking into the hips a little more deeply. Our right hip is moving forward. Our left hip is moving back in space. So the hips are squared to those beautiful faces you were looking at across the room. I like this new setup. Good. From here, let's inhale the hands to the heart, into the earth. Exhale, press back to downward facing dog. As you inhale, make your way to plank, top of a push-up. So rock forward. The shoulders are right over the elbows, are right over the wrists. We press back through the heels. Now soften through the back of the heart so that your arm bones are doing most of the work. If this is too intense, drop the knees down to the floor. Good, let's breathe here. Exhaling fully, pressing the heels back. Inhale, lengthen the spine. Exhale, lower knees, belly, and chest down to the earth. Good, now as you inhale, pull yourself up to a nice little baby cobra, baby Bhujangasana, nice gentle back bend. Exhale, release it down to the earth. Inhale, pull yourself up, nice baby cobra. Exhale, release it down. Now pressing your pinky toe side of the feet into the earth. Inhale, lift up, baby cobra. As you exhale, twist over your right shoulder. Inhale, come back to center. Exhale, twist over the left shoulder. Inhale, come back to center. Exhale, release all the way down to the earth. As you inhale, rock the hips back. And as you exhale, curl the toes and press the hips up to downward facing dog. Adho Mukha Svanasana. Good. Breathing in here. Hips are high. Fingertips are spread nice and wide. And the tops of the shoulders begin to draw away from the ears. Good. Beautiful long spine. Beautiful long spine. Inner thighs begin to press back toward that wall behind you. One more breath here. Deep exhalation. Now, as you inhale, step the right foot forward between the hands. Again, nice high lunge, Anjaneya Asana. So we're on our left toe. Hands come to the top of the thigh, then to the heart center, and then sweep all the way up. Exhale, relax through the shoulders, sink into the hips. Heart is light. With each breath in, our spine is growing just a little bit longer. Each breath out, we're coming more deeply into our hips. Make sure you can see that big toe, the right foot. Inhale, reach forward toward the earth. Exhale, step the left foot forward to meet the right, standing forward, both Uttanasana. Let's inhale and come up halfway, lengthen from seat to crown. Exhale, fold forward, Uttanasana. As you breathe in, root down through the feet and rise all the way up. Sweep the arms up, gaze up. Let's exhale and dive forward. Inhale, come up halfway with a flat back. And exhale, fold. Inhale, step the left foot back, Anjaneya Asana. Good, we'll go through this round a little more quickly. Exhale, sink into the hips. Inhale, reach forward and down. Exhale to downward facing dog. Inhale, step the, inhale to plank. Exhale, lower down, either to Chaturanga Dandasana or all the way down to the earth. Inhale to cobra or upward facing dog. Exhale to downward facing dog. Inhale, step the left foot forward between the hands, Anjaneya Asana. Setting the pose up just as we have before. Exhale, sinking. Inhale, reach forward and down. Exhale, step the right foot forward to meet the left, Uttanasana. Inhale, up halfway. Exhale, fold. As you inhale, root down through the feet, rise up, sweep up, gaze up. Exhale, dive forward. Good. Now as you inhale, come up halfway. Lengthen the spine from seat to crown. Exhale, fold. Good. As you inhale, step the right foot back. This time we'll drop the right heel to the earth. And we'll come up to Virabhadrasana 1, Warrior 1. So we drop that heel. We rise up through the upper body. And we sink in. Good, so we're pressing into the earth through the outer edges of the feet. The front knee is bent, the back leg is straight and strong. And we're gonna make sure that we can still see that knee or that big toe. Good, with each breath in, the spine lengthens. Each breath out, we sink into the hips. Is it too warm in here?
Yeah.
All right. Now I can feel it. Press into the outer edge of the feet. As you inhale, reach forward and down to the earth. And as you exhale, press back to downward facing dog. Inhale to plank, top of a push-up. And as you exhale, lower knees, belly, and chest, or come to chaturanga if you're more comfortable there. Inhale, pull yourself up to your upward facing dog or cobra. And as you exhale, press back to downward facing dog. Inhale, step the right foot forward between the hands. Drop the left heel down to the earth. Virabhadrasana, 1 second side, good. Now just as we did in Anjaneya Asana, the hips are squaring to the other side of the room. So we're drawing that right hip back, we're pressing the left hip forward, yeah. Good, beautiful. Back leg is still straight and strong. Wonderful. Now you might be wondering where these warrior poses came from, and that story too relates back to Shiva. Let's inhale, release the hands to the earth. And exhale, step the left foot forward to meet the right. We'll inhale, come up halfway. Exhale, fold. Inhale, root down through the feet. Bend the knees deeply, and this time, keeping the tush low, sweep the arms around and up, coming into Utkatasana, chair pose, good. So we're drawing that base of the spine down toward the floor, maybe tucking the tailbone. But the heart is rising up and the collarbone is lifted and spreading. Good, so let the world see your radiance. Let your heart shine up, let your heart lift up. Shoulders drop down away from the ears. Beautiful. In this posture, we really find our legs. We really find maybe a few obstacles. We might notice here some challenges in the body, and in those moments we come into our breath, we breathe in, around, and out. Good, one more breath here. Let's exhale, fold forward, beautiful work. Inhale, come up halfway, lengthen. Exhale, fold. Now as you inhale, let's step the right foot back again. Drop the right heel, make your way up to Virabhadrasana 1, Warrior 1. Heart is lifted. As you exhale, open the hips up to Warrior 2. Good, Virabhadrasana 2. Wonderful. Now our hips just changed so that both of our hip bones are pointing in the same direction. Again, the spine is long, the spine is perpendicular to the earth, just as the arms are. We're coming into that outer edge of the right foot. Good. Maybe come more deeply into that front thigh. Good. Still in the outer edges of the feet. Good. Now from here, let's just reach forward just a little bit towards the middle of the room. And then let that left arm drop back to the left thigh. Reach the right arm up toward the sky. Then turn your palm so it's facing the wall behind you. Good, nice reverse warrior here. Come a little bit more deeply into that front thigh. And while we're here, the spine is still lifting. Our collarbones are still spreading. And we're still in the outer edges of the feet. Good, exalted warrior. I haven't forgotten, I owe you a story. It's a little gruesome, so I'm not quite sure how it'll go over to the end. Let's inhale, come back to Virabhadrasana 2. Good. Bend the right elbow, drop it to the top of the right thigh, and sweep that left arm up and overhead. Just reach towards the middle of the room. Good. Reach towards me. And then relax that left shoulder away from the ear. Good. Now the tailbone is scooping under. The top hip is drawing up and back. Which then, you're going to move you around a little bit. Good, which then allows that heart to fly up toward the sky. If you're feeling like this is a day at the park, you can begin to lower yourself even lower down to the earth, maybe coming to the inside edge of the knee, the bent knee, the left knee. But only if you can still let the heart fly up from there. Good. Wonderful. Let's begin to straighten our bent leg. Coming into Trikonasana, triangle pose. So our left arm is still down, our right arm is up toward the sky. And we're moving the body into one plane. And by that I mean we're moving the upper body back. And we're pressing the lower body forward. The shoulder, heads of the shoulders are stacked one on top of the other. And we're still pressing into the outer edges of the feet.
Good.
Trikonasana. Now from here, let's lift that lower hand, bring it up so that it's parallel to the earth, just reaching toward the middle of the room. Right arm is still reaching up toward the sky, so we're working our core muscles here. Shoulders are still relaxed away from the ears. Good, let's spiral the hands down to the earth and press back to downward facing dog. Ah, transitional muscle. Inhale, make your way to plank. And as you exhale, let's lower knees, belly, and chest all the way down to the floor. Reach the hands behind the low back. Just clasp them right above the tush. Now again, press the feet into the earth. Press the pinky toe side of the feet into the earth. And as you inhale, lift up through the heart. Draw the hands down the back. But still keep those feet pressing down. The inner thighs float up. Good. Breathe here. In Shalabhasana, locust. One more. Exhale, release all the way down. But now let's bring the hands in front of the face. Stack one hand right on top of the other. And rest one cheek on the backs of your hands. Maybe turn to point the toes out so that the instep is resting on the earth. Maybe take the feet wide, just as wide as your mat. Let the breath travel into the lowest part of the back. Let the breath travel into the mid-back. Let the breath travel into the upper back. The breath travel into the neck. Gently lift the head and heel toe the feet back onto the mat. So we'll again press the tops of the feet into the earth just as we did before. But this time extend both arms out in front of you on the mat. Wonderful. Now this time as we breathe in, let's press the pelvis down into the earth. Begin to lift the feet up off the floor. Good. Just breathe out. And now as you breathe in, lift the feet up and lift the arms up. Good. So we're lifting our upper body and the lower body. Good. Lengthening here. Shavasana. Imagine yourself riding the inhalation and the exhalation, riding the wave that is your breath. Exhale, release it all the way down. Again, stack the hands and rest the other cheek on the back of the hand. And maybe point the toes out. Chest. Press back to downward facing dog. Adho Mukha Svanasana. Legs are nice and high. Wonderful. Now as you breathe in, let's step the right foot forward to meet, or excuse me, between the hands. Drop the left heel down to the earth and make your way to Virabhadrasana, one second side. As you exhale, open the hips up, extend the arms out to T, coming into Virabhadrasana, two. Warrior two. Spine is perpendicular to the earth. We're still rooting down through the base of the spine, maybe tucking the tailbone. Come a bit deeper into that front thigh. Let's reach toward the middle of the room and then release the left hand back to the left thigh. Extend the right arm up toward the sky. Turn the palm to face the wall behind you. Good reverse warrior. Exalted warrior. The heart is still lifting. The collarbones are still spreading. And we are deeply in our front thigh. Inhale back to Virabhadrasana 2. Straight up and down. As you exhale, bend the right elbow. Drop it to the top of the right thigh and sweep the left arm up and overhead, reaching toward the middle of the room. Relax the left shoulder away from the ear. Good. Uttita Parsva Konasana. The tailbone is scooping under, the heart is lifting. And we're really pressing into that outer edge of the feet. You'll notice the arches will lift and we send that energy, that lifting energy up to the heart center. We radiate it out, lengthening. Now from here, keeping our upper body where it is, let's begin to straighten that right leg. Release the right hand down, maybe to the shin, maybe to the earth, maybe to the thigh. Extend the left arm up toward the sky. So good. Our left shoulder is stacked right on top of our right. Still scooping the tailbone. And from here, we're just growing longer and longer through our side body, through our ribs. So maybe just imagine yourself growing just a little bit taller from seat to crown, lengthening out. Wonderful. Now let's lift up that bottom arm and just extend it toward the middle of the room, just igniting all of the muscles in our belly. Now from here, let's inhale, release the hands to the earth. And exhale, back to downward facing dog. Adho Mukha Svanasana. Taking a few breaths here. Let's take in a deep breath in through the nose. And let it out through the mouth. Let's take a breath in through the nose. And out through the mouth. With your next breath in, step the right foot forward between the hands. Stay on your left toe. So we'll again come into Anjaneya Asana. Good. And with your next inhalation, bring the hands to the heart. And as you exhale, twist to the right. Place the left elbow on the outside edge of that right knee. Shift the gaze up above the shoulder. Now we can modify here in several ways. You can drop the left knee to the earth for starters. You can drop the left hand to the earth on the inside edge of that right foot, bringing the right hand to the right hip, maybe extending it up to the sky. Now for more intensity, you can come to the outside edge of that knee, straightening the arms. Good, nice long spine, beautiful. Our last breath, let's inhale and really lengthen from the base of the spine all the way up beyond the crown. And as you exhale, come back to center. Now we're going to do some deep leg work here, so stay with me. Let's really break through some barriers tonight. Let's bring the arms up overhead. Bend the left knee. So really come into your power source here. Let's breathe in. And as you breathe out, shoot yourself forward into Virabhadrasana 3, Warrior 3. The hips are square to the earth, so both hip bones are facing down. Hands can come to the heart if that helps with the balance, or you can extend them straight out in front of you. Beautiful. Now, the thing about balancing poses is that those days where we feel the most out of balance, just a few breaths in this posture will bring you more balance. This is one of those places where we need to let go of judgments. Good. Good. Let's softly bring the hands to the earth and set your left foot back down into a deep lunge. Let's drop the left knee to the floor. Scooch the right foot over to the right and maybe turn those toes out 45 degrees. Good, let's inhale and lengthen our spine. And as you exhale, begin to lower the heart center toward the earth. Now stop where you first begin to feel tension in that right hip. Breathe around it. And as you breathe out, see if you can watch some of that tension just dissolve and dissolve and dissolve. You are all the way down on the floor and you feel like life is a party, you can curl that back toe under and scooch your hips back. Yeah, so you're scooching your hips back just a touch and then setting it all down. This is a preparatory pose for Hanumanasana or our deep slit. Good. Now wherever we are, let's bring our hands onto the earth and walk the upper body back up. Good, now from here, still with our toes maybe out 45 degrees, let's flex the foot and come onto the outside edge, the pinky side edge of the right foot. Plant the left hand either on the floor or on the block. Press the right hand into the inside edge of that right leg. Good, so we're getting a nice lengthening of the spine as we twist here. Heart is lifted, collarbone is spreading. Now if you like, if you'd like more through the quadriceps, you can bend that back knee, reach around with the right hand and grab the top of the left foot. Good. If not, wherever you are is right where you need to be. We came up with a little name for this in my Monday class and we're calling it Twisted Lizard Mermaid. Because it combines a few different postures. If you've got your left foot in your hand, release it down to the earth. Scooch that right foot back towards center. Spread the fingertips wide and press back into downward facing dog. Adho Mukha Svanasana. Wiggling our hips from side to side. You might notice that one side feels different from the other. Good, now with our next breath in, let's step the left foot forward between the hands. Coming back to Anjaneya Asana, so we're on our back toe. Arms rise up, good, hips square towards the center of the room. As you inhale, bring the hands to the heart. And as you exhale, twist to the left, placing that right elbow on the outside edge of the left knee. Again, modify or intensify as you like here. If you're modifying, you might consider dropping the knee down to the earth. You might also consider bringing the right hand to the inside edge of the left foot and the left hand to the left hip. But still, we lengthen and we deepen. We let the heart rise up to the sky with each breath out. Now as we inhale, make your way back to center. And again, we're going to find our power here in our back leg. So maybe bend that right knee just a touch. Inhale, lift up through the heart. Exhale, shoot yourself forward, just like you're an arrow being shot out of a bow. Hips are square to the earth. Back of the neck is lengthening. And the top leg is working. If you flex that top foot, you'll notice muscle energy start to arise in the space where the thigh and the booty meet. Good. We'll release the hands to the earth and set down that right foot. Set down the right knee. Scooch the left foot over to the left, pointing the toes out maybe 45 degrees. Good, now from here, let's inhale, lengthen the spine. Exhale, begin to lower the heart down toward the earth. Again, stopping where we first begin to feel tightness in the hip, where you first begin to feel sensation in that hip. We're still lengthening through the back of our neck. Good. And again, if you're all the way down and you want to intensify, you can curl the toe under and scooch that knee back so you come into a little bit deeper, almost like you're making your way into the splits. Beautiful. Now from here, let's press the hands into the earth and slowly begin to walk the upper body back up. Flex that left foot and come onto the outer edge. Press the right hand into the earth and maybe press the left hand into the inner left thigh. Look up at the sky. Collarbones are still spreading. Your heart is lifting. And if it feels right for you, bend the back knee. Reach around with the left hand. Grab the top of the right foot. Good. Lifting through the heart. Lengthening. Beautiful. And gently release that foot. Let's bring ourselves back towards center, scooching in. Spread the fingertips wide and press back. Downward facing dog. Gaze is between the feet. Toward the heart center. Shoulders are dropping away from the ears. Bring the feet together toward the back of your mat. And as you breathe in, sweep the right foot up and the right leg up toward the sky. Bend the right knee. Peel open the right hip. Good. Now from here, if you like, you can flip your dog all the way over so that your belly is facing up toward the sky. You're reaching up toward the sky with the right hand. Otherwise, stay right where you are. Good. This is a modification on the pose we practiced last week, Wild Thing, which is sort of a flipped plank. This is a flipped dog. Good. If you flipped, lift back over, coming into your three-legged dog. And then from here, let's bring the right knee into the chest and send it forward onto the floor, coming into our pigeon preparation. Good. Heart is lifting. The hips are square toward the middle of the room. Maybe scooch that left foot back just a touch. Let's inhale, lift up through the heart. And as you exhale, begin to hinge forward, coming into the hands. We'll inhale, rise up, following the breath. Exhale, hinge forward. As you inhale, rise up. Good. Now let's come way up onto the tips of the fingers. And if it feels right for you, bend that extended leg, bend the left leg. But you'll notice, no matter where you are, that your muscle energy comes into the inner thighs. If it feels right, you can place that right hand on the floor just right in front of the belly and reach back with the left hand, maybe grabbing the inside edge of that left foot. Good. Maybe grabbing the thigh. Good. Good. Heart is lifting. No matter where we are, we're lifting something up. The inner thighs are lifting, the heart, the belly is drawing into the spine. Let's release that foot down to the floor. And let's walk ourselves all the way down onto maybe forearms, coming into a nice, deep Ekapada Kapotasana, one-legged pigeon. Breathe into the hips. Ever find yourself in this pose and are not feeling good through the knees, you can come over onto your back and practice figure four. We bring the ankle to one knee and draw our leg in as we press the knee away from the body. Down in pain. let's slowly begin to walk ourselves back up. Spread the fingertips wide, curl the left toes, and press back to downward dog. Wiggling the hips from side to side. Maybe bringing the feet together. As you breathe in, sweep that left leg up toward the sky, bending the knee, peel the hip open. Good, now either stay here, especially if you have shoulder injuries, stay here. If you'd like, you can flip your dog all the way over, belly facing up. Reach up, maybe reach toward the center of the room. Good. Beautiful. Stay light. Let's come back to our three-legged dog. Draw the left knee into the chest and then forward onto the floor. And if it feels all right, you could scooch that left foot forward. Hips are square just as they were in Warrior One, just as they were in Anjaneya Asana. Beautiful. Heart rises up as you breathe in. As you breathe out, hinge forward. As you breathe in, press up. As you breathe out, hinge forward. As you breathe in, press up. Now we'll come into our legs. So begin to bend that right knee, pointing the toes up toward the sky. Hips are still square forward. Sometimes that hip likes to roll on back. Keep it square. If it feels right, place the left hand on the floor in front of the navel and reach back with the right hand. Good, grabbing the inside edge of the foot or the outside edge, whatever feels best. Beautiful. And this is actual mermaid pose. So we got our twisted lizard mermaid and we have our actual mermaid. Good. Let's release that leg. And as you exhale, begin to lower the upper body all the way down to the floor, coming into King Pigeon, Ikapada Kapotasana. And as we fold forward, as we lower our heart to the earth, we come more deeply into ourselves. We come more deeply into those obstacles that perhaps we are meant to overcome through this practice.
Let's gently begin to walk our upper bodies back up. From here, roll onto your left haunch, and we'll come onto our seat. So our sitting bones are pressing into the floor. Roll back onto your elbows and point the toes toward that space where the wall meets the ceiling. This is a modified version of Paripurna Navasana. We're going to add it to a little bit of a twist. So from here, lower the feet to the earth, press yourself back up. And we're going to zigzag our legs. So we'll bring the right shin parallel to the front of the mat. So the right foot top touches the top of the left knee. As the left leg zags, oh, this is a zig and this is a zag. Now from here, we're going to twist over the right shoulder. So come into your right booty cheek, your right sitting bone, lift up off the left sitting bone and just twist over that right shoulder. So we'll do that on an exhalation. As we inhale, come back to our modified Paripurna Navasana. Good, and now as we exhale, let's zag the other way. Come onto your left sitting bone, lift up through the heart, nice twist. Inhale, come back to our Paripurna Navasana. Exhale, twist to the right. Inhale, back to center. Exhale, twist left. Inhale back to center. Let's just do one more each side. Exhale, twist right. Inhale back to center. Exhale, twist left. Good. Inhale back to center. Let's lower the feet to the floor. Move the elbows out of the way and come all the way down onto your back. Bring the soles of the feet close into the bum. And the feet are just as wide, if not a little bit wider than your knees, a little bit wider than the hips. Put the palms face up. And as you breathe in, lift the pelvis, lift the belly, lift the back of the body up, coming into Setu Bandha Sarvangasana, or bridge. So we're pressing our shoulders into the earth. We're pressing our feet into the earth. And if you like, you can clasp the hands behind the back on the floor. Good. As we breathe in, notice how the body expands. And as you breathe out, see if you can stay in your legs, but relax the muscles in the bum. Come up onto the tippy toes, unclasp the hand. And as you exhale, slowly lower all the way down to the floor. Let's bring the feet together. Let the knees splay out to the sides. The soles of the feet are touching. Extend the hands up overhead, the arms up overhead. And if it feels okay, grab opposite elbows with the hands. Let's come to a place where the body relaxes its need to do. To a place where we're a little more comfortable with just what is, just with being in this moment. No matter what happened in this day, no matter what happened in this practice, we have taken this time to come back to our true nature, to come back to the present moment. And that is a beautiful thing. As you are ready, draw the knees in together. And extend the arms out to T so they're perpendicular to the spine. Take in a full breath here. And as you exhale, let the knees fall to the right of your body. Let your gaze shift over the left shoulder. And let go completely of the whole left side of the body. The face soften, the back of the neck soften, let the shoulders soften, soften all the way through the hips. And as you breathe in, make your way back to center. As you breathe out, let the knees fall to the left of the body and shift the gaze over the right shoulder. Allowing ourselves to come to a place of zero muscle, of zero effort. Complete contentment with what is. As you breathe in, bring your knees and your gaze back towards center. And let's hug the knees into the chest, gently rocking from side to side. Parted comfortably, where the palms face up, where the eyes close, and where we do come to that place of no effort. Come to a place of complete peace. Body has let go completely. Allow yourself just to come back to the soft waves of the breath, allowing the inhalation to sweep up the length of the body from the tips of the toes to the crown of the head and beyond. Each exhalation, sweep down the length of the body from the crown of the head to the tips of the toes and beyond. the knees into the chest for one last little lower back massage. And as you are ready, roll over onto your favorite side. And just take a moment here. In gratitude, in reflection for those obstacles that you overcame simply by walking through the door tonight. Allow yourself a bit of gratitude to the body and all of the work it did in this practice, all of the work it does every day. And then allow yourself to be filled with peace. Transformed this evening. That transformation is possible anytime you come back to the present moment. Anytime you unite your actions with your intention. Ready. Here's the strength of the arms to press yourself back up slowly to a comfortable seated position. To that person or those people at this moment. And I thought that we could close tonight by chanting the word Om 3 times, followed by the word Shanti 3 times. Om is the vibration of union. The sound of oneness. And Shanti is the Sanskrit word for peace. We'll take in one full cycle of breath together before we begin. Deep breath in and out and in.
Oh.
slapping me.